All right, everyone, welcome to the joyride. It has been the longest January of all time, and now February is just zooming. So here we are with Jim again, and we are on our fourth episode of the joyride. Pretty excited to talk about this one. It's called The Hero's Journey, and I'm going to let Jim kind of take it away and explain what The Hero's Journey is.
Yeah, so we're going to break this one down into three episodes because we think addressing the three different thresholds or parts of the hero's journey that we want to focus on is really important. So to me, in talking about the hero's journey, what we're referencing here is Joseph Campbell and Joseph Campbell's approach to looking at the archetype of the hero. And essentially where he started, where he found his bliss was in the exploration of mythology. And what I find fascinating and empowering about what he did is I felt like I had an authentic moment like Joseph Campbell did when he kind of saw the connection to things. And I was a religious studies minor in college, and I remember a moment in kind of diving deep into Hinduism. I'd grown up Roman Catholic and had listened to all the stories at Mass all the time, and had read the Bible in high school. And I remember just sitting there at one point thumbing through the Upanishads, which is a Hindu text, and kind of thinking about mythology and thinking about the stories that exist in the world and just saying, you know, it's all the same. You know, these stories are things that have a same kind of characterization in them. And to me, what that felt like was like, this is a part of the metaphor to life. Like, we stand to learn something from these pieces of literature. And that's what Joseph Campbell tried to teach us in the archetypes of the hero's journey, where we can look at this in media. You can see it in movies today that have heroic figures in them, like people that you would say like that's like a superhero movie, or like Star Wars or anything like that, that they carry this arc in the journey. And it's something that all of us stand to learn from about ourselves. And when we apply the path of the path of the hero to our own lives, we stand to find true value in the things that we go through in our life. So Campbell broke it down into three main parts, we'll say. This is definitely summative. There's a lot of information in the hero's journey that you could explore in a deeper sense. But the three that we're going to look at here are initiation, separation, and return. So any hero that's about to go on a heroic journey will go through each of these steps along the way. And we're going to do this in three parts, where we're going to kind of look at initiation and kind of connect ourselves to it, connect Live Free to it. And then we'll do the same thing with separation and with return. And our true test here will be not to get ahead of ourselves, which is definitely not a strength of Jim and Dan.
So speaking of that, I kind of do want to reel something back in really quick. I don't know that it's something that you and I have ever talked about. What is a hero?
I know, huh? So to me, I feel like a hero is somebody that definitely follows this trajectory. I think heroes are heroic in the way that they pursue the things that they go through, and then what they bring back to the world that they left in order to go out and kind of find their way. Again, not to steal one directly from Joseph Campbell, but like, some of the first heroes that I remember, you know, in my life were connected to Star Wars. Like, I look at Luke Skywalker as a hero early on. I mean, here's a guy who's living with his uncle, doesn't, you know, knew that there was something that happened to his parents, but didn't really know what it was. And he's called to go and do something, and he's called because the Empire has literally come and burned his house to the ground and killed his uncle, and he has nowhere to go. So he has to act, you know?
Yeah.
That's a hero to me. What about you?
Yeah, so the word hero to me was some grandiose figure, somebody bigger than life, you know, growing up. And I think with maturity and having this conversation with you as well, I've realized that we're all heroes in our own way. And it's interesting because I look at people as heroes, the everyday people as heroes too. And there are times that I've been called a hero and I'm like, no, that's not, I'm not a hero. But now I'm starting to understand through this journey that yes, we are all heroes in our own way, heroes to our family, heroes to strangers, heroes to people we love. So I'm really excited to jump into this.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. It comes with a level of consciousness that I think is really worth exploring. And what I like about what Campbell does is that there's a certain vocabulary that he uses intentionally all the way throughout. Like throughout a hero's path that they go through, you know, we're going to talk about the concept of bliss. We're going to talk about the concept of slaying a dragon. We're going to talk about the concepts of, you know, returning back to the known world. And again, all of this is connected to our logo, which is something that when people look at it, they're like, why the Joyride logo? Why does it look like this? The circle is what the journey is. And I love circles. I think that life is so frequently like that. If nothing else, what I love about the hero's journey being cyclical is that it assures legacy. You know, no matter where you are on that circle, you can, you know, someone can either pick up the path that you were on because of you, or we'll see you along the way. So and then when we look at our circle that we have on our logo, there's a line that goes through the top. And we'll notice that line isn't in the middle, all right? It's towards the top of that because the top part of that circle represents the known world. And below that line, the bottom half of that circle, the big crest of that circle, is the unknown world. And that's truly what this whole hero's journey is about, that the hero will continually venture into the unknown and will do it with courage. And, you know, again, courage is action in the face of fear, and that's what it's all about. And
yes,
it connects so much to what I feel we do on a daily basis here, especially as we venture into the unknown together from time to time. So what I do want to do is I want to take a look at the beginning here, initiation, the known part. So again, I think going into a little bit of depth at the beginning here with the whole thing is okay. But when we look at initiation, what Joseph Campbell tells us is that in a hero's initiation, what they do is they've been living their life a certain way. And then something comes along that causes you to see the world in a different way.
Sure.
It's something that triggers something in you, and you're forced or put in a position to act. We call it a calling, so to speak. Sometimes it's even referred to as the universe presenting a door for you where there used to be a wall. So, in discussing initiation, what I kind of want to talk about a little bit is, let's connect to it personally. You know, can you think of different instances in your life where you felt initiated, and kind of go from there?
Yeah, no doubt. Two major ones, obviously. In episode two, I talked about being a Marine. 9/11 was a huge one for me.
Yeah.
Definitely, I was just on this knucklehead path of a high schooler, and then 9/11 happened, and just was like, oh my goodness, like there's stuff out there so much bigger than me,
right?
And then the second one, the obvious one for Live Free, is when, you know, Lauren was diagnosed with cancer. That actually just hit the 10 year of that, and relived that. It's been a long time, but it was one of those profound moments, right? I tell people often, I didn't even know kids got cancer. Obviously, you see it on TV and you know it, but I didn't really know it. So, you know, those words being uttered was probably the two that really stick out. But as your point was, they don't have to be as earth-shattering. They can be, you know.
Right.
There's many others.
So anticipating that as your answer, I already, like, thought that that's what you would say, even off camera, us not talking about this. And this is me also connecting to it as well. So thinking about that moment, about hearing that your daughter had cancer, and then again, as you said, like it was big for Live Free too. Keeping it to yourself, like who you are as a person, like your calling, you know. After hearing that or experiencing what Lauren went through as a character in all of that, you know, as a person that was involved in it, what was the call? Like, you were in the known world. You were sitting here. You were a new parent, you know, you had two young kids, and then this happens. You're called beyond that, though. You're brought into this this unknown, you know. Can you think back to, like, what were the actions that you immediately started to go through there as you were pushing into being initiated to find courage to act in the face of fear, you know?
Wow. There's one particular moment, and I don't know that this is it. This is deep. Well, that's a good one. There was a moment when Lauren was sitting in her her crib cage thing that they have at the hospital. And I remember just looking at my father, and I couldn't believe that she had cancer, and I was just so nervous, and I cried like a baby. I put a pillow over my face, and I screamed. And as I tried to gather myself, I mean, there was a overwhelming feeling of self-pity at mm-hmm. that moment. And I felt bad for myself, and I felt bad for my daughter. And then when I took the pillow off of my face, I looked over at her, and she had her little pacifier in, and she was playing with this lamp, and she was just smiling at me. And that was my, oh, my God, this is so much. I've been living different. Like, I don't know how to explain that.
Right.
And then at that moment, I realized how important family was.
Yeah. Amen.
It was literally, like, it was the biggest epiphany that I can think of. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm going to bring myself directly into the same moment again. Our viewers know, we've mentioned Lauren here. You know, my daughter Mia passed away from cancer. And, I think back to when I was told the same thing, you know, when we were told that she had cancer. And I remember distinctly two things. One, looking at my wife, Marion, and saying, how are we going to tell her this and get her to understand it, you know? And then the second thing was I looked at the doctor who had just laid out all these treatment things, and my question was, you know, is she going to be able to have children, you know? And I think about those two moments because, number one, they both were the initiation to this experience, were the known thoughts of the world that I had. And when I look back on them now at the end, not at the end of that journey, but having been through an entire hero's arc with that, like, those questions represented so much of the person I was then, you know, because walking up and saying, you know, being like, Mia, you know, you have cancer. And she just like, okay. You know, and James kind of tackling it the same way. Again, she was scared. I'm not going to tell you she wasn't, but it wasn't like this, like, wait, we got to build this up. We got to make sure we say the words right. And we just came out with it. And we told her, you know, from here on out, we will not lie to you about anything, you know, and those simple moments, that was us, you know, using courage, you know, using the unknown things that we had and facing the fear that we had of the things to come. And because we were able to do that, I think she was as well, you know? And then the latter question was that, you know, the looking at the side effects of treatment, not even thinking at that moment that it might not work, you know? So, you know, I think about those moments a lot when I think about like what it felt like to go.
When you reflect on those, how does that make you feel now?
I feel validated by them. I think they were 100% the two things that I needed to feel at that moment. And not for nothing, it makes me feel really rational because, like, I there were two things that I wanted to focus on. My wife felt them simultaneously, I think, because wasn't thrown off by, like, us trying to cope and deal with that. And that was, it felt like the right thing to worry about at the time, you know? So, yeah. I don't know.
Pretty profound.
I mean, so Joseph Campbell tells us that, like, one of my favorite quotes that he has here is, opportunities to find deeper powers within ourselves come when life challenges us most, you know? And, you know, the reason I like so much of what Campbell writes and what he talks about is it's one of those things that just seems so obvious. It's like, yes, you know? It's like having been through the shit and, like, having taken out my sword so many times to try to vanquish different dragons in my life, it's like, yeah. You know, you got to rise up. But that's not a common thing.
It's fascinating that you say that because my immediate thought was all of the people that have said, I don't know how you did that, and I don't know how you went through that. And my response to them is always like, you just got it. Like, there's no, what's the alternative?
Right.
Like, you would definitely do it, and you'd figure it out just like I did. I didn't know how I would do it either, but here we are,
right?
Here we are doing it in the middle of it. So it's fascinating because this whole concept is just mind-blowing to me, the deeper we get.
Right. And again, I think that this, you know, this episode kind of just glossing over a little bit of the beginning of our daughter's journeys through it and how that came to influence us is showing us, at least us right now, as people, as collective familial beings. Like, we cared about our family, wanted to protect our family. But as I think we're going to unfold, as we look into separation and return, you and I become deep individuals in that journey as well, which I think is what brings us to, you know, Live Free and who Live Free is. So again, we want to try to keep these episodes to our 17 minute time limit here. We have 2 minutes left here. Let's think separating. Well, it probably isn't separating, but what is the if Live Free is the hero on the journey here, as let's call Live Free an entity in this. What's Live Free's initiation? What's its known world, its call as it dips into the unknown now, as it stands right now?
Oof.
Because Live Free of the past was clear. It was, I experienced this. I wanted to help families, you know, feel joy, because we'll get into this. We need to feel joy in the midst of those struggles, you know? The same way your daughter went to the pacifier, right? It was pacifying. It was something that gave her calm. You know, we all tried to find those things amidst the unpredictableness of cancer, you know? But for Live Free now, like if we're cycling back on this journey again, where do we stand? What's our call right now?
Our call right now is to help more.
Mm.
Just to help more. There's so many more.
Amen, right? I think the more that we begin to experience other people's journeys and see these children and these families as they go through the same thing we went through, we meet more and more heroes. To me, that's where like transcendence really comes in. It's where you start to see the bigger picture, see the vastness of the human experience. And I think that's the call, right? That's where we are right now. We need to continue to expose that and show people those things.
Yeah. And I love it. And we're doing it.
We are.
We're doing it in real time. I mean, we literally just had this talk last week about the hero's journey.
Right.
And how this person is on their path.
I mean, how you started this episode talking about the Januaries. I mean, we love this. This is what you and I thrive on, you know, yeah. But we got to squeeze this in. And I got to go edit this and get it out so we can publish it, you know. But that's because we're working so damn hard, yeah. You know.
All right, brother. That's 17, man.
All right.
Well, guys, thanks. Tune into the next one. We appreciate your support and we'll see you soon.
All right. Peace.